Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Van Halen bringing us back, one of the softer pieces of their music. 17 till on the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out the newsletter. You can subscribe to that. It's free. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And don't forget to take the poll question on the homepage right there. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And all the other stuff there, articles, archives of the show, going back for more than a decade. And also video. We got a lot of videos up there, too. So check that out when you get a chance. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ellen Rohr is our guest. She's the author of Where Did the Money Go? Right, Ellen?
Okay, we're talking about troublemakers here.
I want you to tell the audience where they can find Where Did the Money Go?
Oh, where did the money go? Barebonesbiz.com. BareBonesBiz.com. We have all sorts of fun stuff. We've got a new product, too, Business Planning Home Edition. You know how they do game shows,
mm-hmm.
Home Edition?
I've got a new product called
Home Edition. They're going to love it.
So check that out. So, folks, we are talking about troublemaker employees. And so here's the thing. You got two employees. One of them won't show up on time. Another one shows up on time, but they kind of are always pushing you and asking questions and being a little annoying. And which one is the one you want to keep, Ellen?
Well, there's some things that are non-negotiable and other things that are suggestion. And as the owner, decide which are the non-negotiables and then hold to them. And the ones I like to start with are clean, sober, on time, and dressed right.
Yep.
That those things, if you're not going to do that, we have no game to play. And I don't want to play a little game. So show up with those, you know, clean, sober, on time, and dressed right, and now we can go on to play a bigger game. So those, you've got to establish early on that these are the things that you will get fired for, and you decide if mm-hmm. you want to play that kind of a game, because your whole life is going to be pretty small if that's what you keep pushing the envelope on.
And of course, when you're interviewing someone, you would think that they would do all those things in the interview process. If they don't show up for the interview meeting those standards, then the meeting shouldn't last very long, should they?
Don't hire someone who shows up late to the interview.
Or isn't dressed right, as you say, or doesn't act right, or whatever.
Yeah, clean, sober, on time, and dressed right. Those are non-negotiables, and they're easy to... There's no opinion about having them. Here's
right.
a picture of you clean, sober, on time, and dressed right. We can drug test. We can look at the picture. You know, you can use the GPS to see if you're on time. Those are easy. The ones that you would have flexibility on, I wouldn't go to the wall, for instance, if someone didn't use a canned script when they answered the phone. Now, if you've got a script for answering the phone, there should be a reason behind that script. But
mm-hmm.
if the customer on the other end interrupts them and the things go off piece a little bit, you want to empower people to do what they think is best. So there's
mm-hmm.
this balance. An offense tester is going to be someone who will tell you what's best, and it sounds like that's the kind of heretic you are.
Oh,
you were
yeah,
talking
I was.
About what the
yeah.
word heretic means. Why don't you define that? I thought that was really
well,
cool.
Well, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. I'll give you an example. When I was with Xerox, they had a book of presentations called Focus on Flexibility. And they wanted you to use that book as a crutch to sell to people.
Mm-hmm.
I never used it.
And
they wanted it because it was canned. I
okay.
never used it. I'd already been making my living as a professional salesperson. I didn't need a book to sell somebody. And so I refused to use it. So I was a heretic. I liked what we were selling. I didn't like the way they wanted me to sell it.
And isn't it funny that it was called Focus on Flexibility?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how ironic, right? But the thing
well,
is...
Well, yeah, and so a troublemaker, like, you and I are going to see that and go, wait, what? And so we want to channel that energy.
Here's the thing, and this is what my bosses would say. They would say, okay, Jim, we're going to get off your back about this, but you know what that means? That means that if you're going to do it your way, you have to sell. And I did. I brought the business in, and they left me alone. Now, if you can't come up with the goods, then you got to do it their way.
And there can be some boundaries. Like, you know, I remember someone saying the collection, we had a collection person in our company, an AR person, but they would threaten customers. So if there is something about the how that you can't take, you have to show them where the line in the sand is. But then beyond that, try and turn the troublemaker into a superstar. Try and channel their energy. And I'll tell you the one thing to take from our phone call today is that troublemakers want to be seen as smart, as fizzy, as somebody. You know, the number, Mary Kay Ash of the Mary Kay Cosmetics,
right.
And she said that people should just wear a sign around their neck that says, see me. And that's mm-hmm. what it's all about, to recognize that that person has some fizz. It's probably the best thing you can do to get that troublemaker to turn their energy in a direction where you could create some mutual benefit.
Well, I'll tell you something.
And they may not stay. But while they're there, let's get them to help.
But I'll tell you something. I would rather hire somebody with the energy I can channel than no energy I can't get out of them.
You know, you talk about words that people say that resonate with you for a long time. One of my business mentors said, I can always tone somebody down,
right.
but I don't know how to fizz them up.
That's exactly
and that's
right.
the truth.
Yep. And that's probably the only reason why you and I actually held on to any of our jobs.
Well, I got fired a few times, and I quit a lot because I don't have to be queen, but I do have to believe in the game. And if the game wasn't going to be big enough, then I'd go start my own game or I'd go work for somebody else.
Right.
And so I think we lose some really great people because we refuse to acknowledge that part of this responsibility is ours to do a great job as the boss.
I think the reason you got fired is because you were so much more superior than your bosses. Obviously, that was the case.
At least I guess I thought I was.
Exactly. Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen, R-O-H-R. That's how you spell her last name. And as I said, that last name is not for nothing. Tintil, stay back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.